T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. There are two versions of events from what transpired yesterday in northern Wisconsin. There's one version of events that the Washington football team went on the road against a good Green Bay team and fought real hard and played real tough and just a couple mistakes away from stealing a road win. There's another version of events, however, that shows a 2-touchdown loss where the opposing quarterback completed 77% of his passes with 3 touchdowns, 275 yards, and no interceptions.
Yeah. But, you know, I can say it's what it was a combination of those two things. Defensively, front four, they did fight hard. They played a little better. But I still think Aaron Rodgers had control of whatever he needed to do when he wanted to do it. Because I want people to go back to a little situation when they had a 2-minute. It was 2 minutes or so on the clock. Green Bay gets the ball back. And what did Denzel said? I'm surgical with this. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He was surgical with it on that drive. And at that moment, he showed that I can do this whenever I want to do it. And, I mean, people could look at the different little mistakes and they could go in and blame the referees and say what they want to say. Rules are rules. And I like to think, and I think if I'm right, that Mr. Rivera is on some of those competition committee things that changed a lot of those rules to protect quarterbacks. And I would say the only person that we fought on the dive is Taylor Heineke. Run in the damn end zone. Nobody was going to touch you. He stated on the podium that I didn't want to take the big hit. The guy was nowhere close enough to hit him. But that is because he heard people talking about the dive into the pylon type thing. I really believe that's what happened. And he wanted to be nice with it. And as you stated last night, you don't do no damn Lambo leap when the play's called back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And he didn't know that in the moment. I recognize that.
I understand, but still, run in the end zone, spike the ball, give it to the ref. But don't give yourself up, because if you look at the play in slow motion, and I know a lot of people are blinded by things, the knee hits the ground, the ball was out at first, and then they pulled it back, which means the ball never broke the plane. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and that's being real. That's being that's blame, putting place and blame where the blame should be. But we can't keep sitting up here saying, well, the referees did this and well, man, we never. No, get in the damn end zone first. Point blank.
If you want to score, run as fast as you can into the end zone.
Yeah.
And dive into the end zone if you want.
But break the damn plane.
Right. And then
don't go to the ground. Because when I look at it, based off of the rule, okay, and based off of what he said at the podium, didn't want to take the big hit, which means I'm giving myself up right now. Am I right?
Yeah.
And the rule states when the quarterback dies head first or foot first now, the ball is dead right where they started. And I think when the ref looks at that, and based off of his comments at the podium, not wanting to take the big hit, and then still not putting the ball across the line, that tells me I was giving myself up. Or I just lost my damn mind at the moment, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
It doesn't matter either way. That's the rule. And we can argue about the rule all we want, but anybody that watches pro football now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Recognizes that there is this movement across the league to turn quarterbacks into butterflies. They're endangered species. You're not allowed to touch them. You're not allowed to do anything. And these rules are done to the quarterback's advantage. That one backfired on him. And it sucks. I mean, just.
And then the second one, I understand what you can say, we can think. And this is the thing of it. Whenever a quarterback forward progress is normally stopped, what happens quickly?
Blow the whistle.
So he reaches the ball. It is knocked out. At first, I didn't know he had fumbled. So it's knocked out. He regains. Whistle was blown because forward progress was stopped. If you look at the play, he takes the ball and pulls it back because the guy was trying to hit it again. The guy touches his arm. Guess what that means? You're down by contact at the moment. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, they didn't know if he was on top of bodies or not. The previous call was that forward progress was stopped, no matter if you're on top of somebody or not. When they call it down, it's down. And if someone else touches you after you lose control and regain, you're down. That was not a touchdown.
Neither of them were. That's why they didn't get a touchdown, right? And it's just, we could dive more into the specifics, right, of yesterday's game. I think third down offense, we've hammered them for third down defense. Third down defense actually improved a little bit. They got some stops. They only gave up first down conversions on third down 50% of the time, which normally would be bad, but for this defense, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And the thing of it, it was better. But it was better because it's been so awful. And listen, at the end of that game yesterday, if you watch me on TV, I wasn't upset. Know why? I didn't expect them to win the game.
Totally.
Okay? And then when you go out there, and I saw the defensive line get more pressure. Early on, they did. Okay? But I also saw a team running an offense that was as vanilla as the ice cream I love to eat with cherries in it. Cherry vanilla. It was vanilla as hell. But when they, every time they had to turn it up, They did. With not any resistance. It's as if they were saying we're playing this Thursday night game, so we better just get through this one.
Dude, went to Green Bay 2 years ago. Dwayne Haskins started. The final score in that game honestly seemed fairly similar to last year. I'm going to look it up real quick. But in that game, Green Bay knew they were the better team and just did enough to win. They weren't really too worried about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.